After more than 1,000 single matches during a career spanning close to 3 decades, Serena Williams is hanging up her racket. Her defeat in the third round at the U.S. Open to Ayla Tomljanovic brings to an end 27 years on court.
I just thank everyone that's here, that's been on my side so many years, decades, oh my gosh, literally decades. But it all started with my parents, and they deserve everything, so I'm really grateful for them.
Still, amid the tears, she left the door slightly open for a potential return.
Is there any chance you'll reconsider?
I don't think so, but you never know. I don't know.
The watching fans in New York were also unwilling to accept this really was the end.
She made the decision, you know, and she's at the height of her career, you know, at 40 years old, you know, she's still one of the world's greatest athletes. We're truly proud of her.
It's the end of an era. So, I mean, tennis will never be the same without Serena.
All right. So tell me your names again.
I'm Venus.
I'm Serena.
Serena and her sister Venus transcend tennis. Their life story was turned into a movie. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is among those who have tweeted her congratulations, along with basketball star LeBron James.
You're a GOAT. I mean, what you've done for the sport of tennis, what you've done for women, and what you've done for just the category of sport, period, is unprecedented.
Serena is 40 now, but won her first major at the age of 17, the U.S. Open in 1999. She went on to win 23 Grand Slams in total, a record in the Open era, along with 4 Olympic gold medals.
When she and Venus arrived, they actually changed the way the game was played and who played the game. Today, you had Coco Gauff playing Madison Keys, 2 black women, and race was not the big deal. It was that it was 2 Americans, and one of them was going home.
It wasn't the Hollywood ending many had hoped for, but Serena leaves with her head held high, a player and a personality her sport will miss like no other. Farah Ismail, Al Jazeera.